This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Parshas Pinchas, of course, is when we learn about all the different karbanos musaf that we have throughout the year. And there's a fascinating question which comes up with regards to the karban musaf, more so with regards to not the karban musaf, but the way that we're mekayim the karban musaf bizmanazet, u'neshama parmes vaseinu, through the recitation of our tefillas musaf. And that really comes to head in the area of Noshim. Are Noshim obligated in the recitation of Tfilas Musaf? Why would you say yes? Why would you say no? So we know that there's a Gemara in Maseches Brachas, a very unclear Gemara, because the Gemara has different girsa'os. It's not clear. Every Rishon has a different girsa in the Gemara. It seems that there are two basic girsa'os, two basic texts in the Gemara. And it seems to be based on the machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban, which Gemara, which text you are geiris. We know that the Rambam holds that there is a mitzvah saseh min ha-Torah to be mispalel every day, seemingly. There's a mitzvah saseh min ha-Torah of tefillah. That's avodah shebelev zuhi tefillah. The Rambam holds that that mitzvah is a mitzvah saseh midaraisa, and midarabanan they came and assigned the different times to it. Midaraisa, there was a chiv of tefillah. Midarabanan they came and were misaking the times. Keneged the avos, keneged the karbanos, like we have in the Gemara, the beginning of Tfilas HaShachar. But the chiyuv in principle of tefillah is a din d'araisa. Therefore, clearly according to the Rambam, it would be obvious that Noshim should be obligated in this chiyuv as well. It's not midaraisa, it's not a chiyuv which is a mitzvah saseh shezman grama. It's a chiyuv midaraisa without a mitzvah saseh shezman grama. Only midarabanan is the zman gairim, and therefore according to the Rambam, it would seem simple that Noshim are in fact obligated in the mitzvah saseh midaraisa of tefillah. According to most poskim, they're obligated in shachris and mincha. Marev, probably not. They were not mekabel it upon themselves to say marev, but shachris and mincha, that would be the simple pshat, certainly according to the Rambam. The Ramban, however, disagrees. The Ramban says there is no mitzvah saseh midaraisa to be mispalel every day. The Ramban might agree that in specific scenarios, Eis Tzara LeYaakov, there's a special Eis Tzara, so then there is a chiyuv to be mispalel midaraisa. But the tefillah that we do every single day, that's just a chiyuv of a mitzvah saseh midarabanan. And therefore, according to the Ramban, the Gemara Maseches Brachas has to ask the question, if this is a chiyuv midrabanan, we know the mitzvah saseh midrabanan is, in fact, a mitzvah saseh midrabanan, shehazman grama. This man is gerim, this mitzvah saseh midrabanan. So if that's the case, we should say that noshim are peturus. That should really come out. The Rambam should hold that they are mechuyavos, and the Ramban would hold they are peturus. However, the Ramban's girsa in the Gemara is, no, even though it's a mitzvah saseh midrabanan, shehazman grama, noshim are mechuyavos in tefillah. When it comes to tefillah, we make an exception because everyone needs rachamim. Everyone needs to be mispalel to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Everyone needs rachmanas from the Rabbeinu Shalom. So even if it's a mitzvah saseh shehazman grama, over here we're not going to say that noshim are peturas. In fact, they are mechuyavos because tefillah is rachamim ninu. And everyone is a ben rachamim. Everyone is a bas rachamim. So the conclusion is, according to all paiskim, seemingly that noshim are mechuyavos in tefillah. Yes, halach lemaisa, the Magen Avraham does discuss, do they actually have to say shachris? Do they actually have to say mincha? Perhaps they could be mekayim the din of tefillah with just one bakasha, with a shevach, with a bakasha, things that we've discussed in the past. But according to all paiskim, there is a prince in principle, a shita, the eichiyav midaraisa or midarabanan for noshim to be mispalo, noshim to daven. That being the case, why would we differentiate between that and Tfilas Musaf? If you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah brings a machlekes when it comes to Tfilas Musaf, a discussion between the Tzlach and the Magen Giborim, a big machlekes. And if you take a look at the Tzlach is a complicated cheshbon, why it would be that Noshim are peturis. What is more well known is not the Tzlach's articulation of why Noshim should be peturis, but in fact, Rabbi Kiva Eger's articulation. Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes in a tshuva, he has a discussion in a tshuva, tshuva's Rabbi Kiva Eger, I believe Simon Tes. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that perhaps Noshim shouldn't be mechuyavos. Why? Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes a tshuva of the Bisamim Reish. Who's the Bisamim Reish? It's not clear. We don't really know who the Bisamim Reish was. The Bisamim Reish was put out in Berlin by a man by the name of Reb Shaul Berlin, and it was not clear exactly who these tshuvas came from. He defended the fact, his claim, that these tshuvas were in fact tshuvas of the Rosh. These were tshuvas of the Rosh, Bisamim Rosh, Bisamim These are tshuvas of the Rosh. And he said, I got these tshuvas from the Rosh, but not everyone agreed with Reb Shaul Lin, and he was taken to task. Not only did they think that these tshuvas were not from the Rosh, they had good reason to believe that many of these tshuvas were not from the Rosh. There were many surprising things in these tshuvas, and it was a back and forth between the Rabbanim at the time. They thought that perhaps the main part of the Sefer, most of the tshuvas were written by the Rosh, but maybe he tried to add in a few things on his own. There are those that thought that he had associations with the Maskilim. It was a whole sort of controversy at the time. Many different shittas taking different sides. Are these tshuvas of the Rosh? Are they not tshuvas of the Rosh? Perhaps the greatest reason why, in the end of the day, we do deal with these tshuvas is because Rav Kivi Eiger quotes them. Rav Kivi Eiger quotes them, so right away you're accepted. Now, the Chassam Sofer is vehemently opposed to the tshuvas b'samim Rosh. He has very harsh things to say about them. He doesn't believe that they're from the Rosh. Chassam Sofer, I believe his conclusion, I believe this is the Chassam Sofer, but there are many achronim that point out the same type of notion, that they say that when it comes to tshuvas b'samim Rosh, we assume that some of them were from the Rosh, some of them are not from the Rosh. So you can't accept, when we have something from a Rishon, we accept it, we're mekabel, and we try to figure out what the pshat is. When it comes to the b'samim Rosh, say the achronim, no, we don't just mekabel because the b'samim Rosh says it, because after all, we don't know that the Rosh says it. If it makes sense, we'll mekabel it, and that's why Rav Kivi Eiger sometimes quotes it. And if it doesn't make sense, then we reject it. We say this must be something which was added in after. That's our take, normal, traditional take when it comes to the B'samim Rosh. But one of the places Rav Kivi Eiger quotes the tshuvas B'samim Rosh is in this tshuva. Rav Kivi Eiger says, perhaps Nashim should not be obligated in the mitzvah of, in the chiv, in the davening of Musaf. Why? So it sounds like his cheshbin is as follows. After all, we know that tefillah, the reason they're obligated is because rachman, everyone needs rachman. When it comes to tefillah, there's a dual aspect. There's two different components of every tefillah, shachris, mincha, mariv. There's the component of what we would call perhaps keneged avos tiknam, the fact that I'm asking bakashas, rachmanas from the Rabbanu Shalom, but there's also the component of keneged karbanas tiknam. So that's true, and therefore everyone is mechuyavos in the obligation of shachris, mincha, mariv, because everyone needs rachman. Let's say I take a tefillah, but I take away the component of rachamim, of the bakashas of rachmanas, that which obligated the nashim, and all I'm left with is tefillah is keneged karbanos tiknum. All I'm left with is the karban aspect. So says the B'samim Rosh, so then you should only be obligated in this tefillah if, in fact, you are someone who brings this karban. And we know that the karbanai tzibur are brought from the shkolim that Klal Yisrael brought, and those shkolim were only obligated by men. So therefore, if women aren't obligated to bring the machzis ha-shekel, so then the carbon tzibur didn't come from the women, and if the carbon tzibur didn't come from the women, that means the carbon musaf certainly didn't come from the women, and therefore women should have no obligation to say carbon musaf, and perhaps you could even argue they shouldn't be allowed to say tefillos musaf. That's the question Rabbi Kivi Eiger says. L'chayra nira, dinashim turas betilas musaf, kaven dinashim lo hayu shoiklos. We have a mefirsha mishnah in Shkalim that they wouldn't bring the machzis ha-shekel. Therefore, the argument could be made, says Rabbi Kivi Eiger, that women should not daven tefillas musaf. Now, many people took Rabbi Kivi Eiger, took the B'samim Rosh to task for such an argument. The Rabbi Chil Heller in the Amudei Or, Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan in Ber Yitzchak, many of the Mefarshim disagree with this Rabbi Kivi Eiger. And they say, Rabbi Kivi Eiger, you're correct 100%. Ber Yitzchak says, you know, there are a lot of other people that didn't give Machzis HaShekel as well. You didn't give Machzis HaShekel until you're 20 years old. Let's say a guy's bar mitzvah, 13, 14, 15, he can leave right after Kriyas HaTorah. He doesn't have to daven Musaf because I didn't give Machzis HaShekel, so I'm not Nichlal in the Karban Tzibur. According to many Shitas, the Kehanim wouldn't give Machzis HaShekel. So Kehanim aren't davening tefillas musaf, and even if you want to say they're allowed to, so says many of the achronim, says Tzvi Pesach Frank, maybe we shouldn't let them be the shliach tzibur, because again, we know the shliach tzibur is being meitzi us, and they're not mechuyiv in this. You could only be meitzi someone if you're mechuyiv as well. So maybe a kayin, maybe someone who's not ben esrim yet, he can't be meitzi the tzibur, because they aren't shekel. They don't give the machatzis ha-shekel. So the argument was made, this simply cannot be. Where is the disagreement? What's wrong with Rabbi Kivi Eiger's logic? What's wrong with the B'samim Rosh's logic? It makes a lot of sense. If they don't give the machatzis ha-shekel, the karban tzibur is not coming from them. Karban tzibur is not coming from them. When it comes to musaf, there's no tzad of rachmanis. When it comes to Musaf, we don't say Tfilah Zerachmim. When it comes to Musaf, it's connected to Karban Musaf. And if you wouldn't bring a Karban Musaf because you didn't give the Machzor a shekel, so then you shouldn't be davening Tfilah Musaf. So the Achronim come and they explain that perhaps the idea is as follows. Perhaps the way Rabbi Kieger's cheshbon could be, you could poke a hole in it, is as follows. Again, it's very difficult to poke a hole in Rabbi Kieger. He's always so tight. Everything is always so muchach. But what the question at hand is as follows. When it comes to tefillah, when it comes to a carbon tzibur, and we are being misaking tefillah, kineged a carbon tzibur, so are we misaking the tefillah, kineged those who get kapara from the carbon tzibur? Or are we misaking the tefillah, kineged those who bring the carbon tzibur? Now there's a stark difference between someone who's bringing the carbon and someone who gets kapara from it. Just because you are not the person who's bringing the carbon, I didn't give machzis a shekel, and therefore I'm not a bailim on this carbon tzibur, that doesn't mean that I don't get kapara from this carbon. In fact, the Achronim say, it would seem clear from the Gemara that not only is it possible that Noshim get kapara? It seems clear from the Gemara that of course Noshim get kapara from the carbon of Sibra. You're right, they don't have to bring it. The obligation doesn't fall upon them. They don't have to give Machzis a shekel, and therefore carbon Musaf is not their obligation. It's the obligation of all those that give the Machzis a shekel. But certainly when that carbon Sibur is brought, there's no question that that kapara it provides is provided for the entirety of Klal Yisrael. After all, the Gemara tells us, when it comes to a carbon tzibur, there's no such thing. I know that Daf Yomi now is learning Zvachim. Remember all the way back to the beginning of Zvachim, we have Shaloi Lishma. You can't bring a carbon, Shaloi Lishma. One of the kavanas that you have to have when bringing a carbon is, it has to be L'shem Bailim. You have to have in mind the right person, the person who owns the carbon. Says the Gemara, when it comes to a carbon Tzibur, there's no such thing as having Shaloi L'shem Bailim. Why? Because everyone is the Bailim. Who are you going to say? Shaloi L'shem who? Every person's is a Bailim on this. So the Achronim say, why don't you say it? Shaloi L'shem a certain woman? And therefore, a woman's not obligated in the carbon, as Rabbi Kiva Eger said. No, of course the woman's obligated in the carbonas. She's not mechuyiv to bring it, but the kapara that it provides is certainly provided for the women as well. Therefore, most achreinim argue that, of course, a woman is nichlal in the carbon. She's not obligated to bring it. That's a din in machzis ha-shekel. But the kapara that it provides certainly is applicable, and it's provided for a woman as well. And therefore, when we are misaking the tefillah kenegad karbon, we didn't see who is obligated to be machzis, bring machzis ha-shekel. We said, who would receive kapara from this karbon? Every member of Klal Yisrael receives kapara from this karbon, and therefore, every member of Klal Yisrael is nichlal in this obligation of tefillas musaf. Of course, that's not the end of the story. There's always a response from Rabbi Kiva Eger, but we'll have to wait for tomorrow for the response.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.